Thanks for stopping by. We've just been here sharing and having a wonderful time. And Brother Frieden's been telling us about some of the miracles that took place in his life in 1977 through the early 80s. Wonderful things. Father, thank you for these special people out there that are listening in. Bless them, Lord. And thank you for the ones who are here. Bless us here, Lord. We're very needy people. Thank you for anointing Brother Frieden. Thank you for giving him great liberty. Thank you, Lord, for giving him the words that he needs. Thank you for taking over like you've been doing wonderfully. Thank you for how you touched him last night so mightily at the rescue mission. Such a powerful message you gave him. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we come to you with praise and thanking you, and we just love you for all your many blessings. We pray that you'll bless your people in a mighty way this day, in a mighty way this day, in Jesus' name. Pray that you'll touch them. Bless all the ones that love you. For those that do not love you, we pray that they'll be drawn to that place and acknowledge you as their Savior. Help each one this day to walk in a very special way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I really truly believe that there's a distraction that's coming by, it's coming about very subtly. It misses in a way. It's like having something. It brings a spot where you make a mistake, or it's like when you're typing a letter out, you don't get something, punch an I or an E or something like that, it changes things. Well, Lord, we just showed me this morning. It says, henceforth there is laid up me a crown of righteousness, not me only, but all those that love his appearance. I've been visiting quite a few churches and hearing a lot of people, different people preach, but you never hear anybody preach about the second coming. In the signs of the times, you're beholding it right now. I mean, it's out there. But nobody said, you know, the Lord's trying to get us ready because, but see, that's like a distraction. It's like a separation because he's coming for only those that's looking for his coming. See, we used to have the denominations that had communion. I was in a denomination that always had communion every Sunday. And what the communion was, remembrance of what the Lord did for us. So, it's very meaningful if we commemorate the coming of our Lord, because we have to keep that in our heart always, because that's what it's all about. He's coming for those who's paid in full, that we might be saved from our old way of life and have a new life with Christ. So when we come in Christ, we're a new creation. Former things passed away, behold, all things become new. So the Lord's coming back for the ones that he's brought through from their old past in a new pattern to a new era of time dispensation, where we have peace instead of the other things that we've had before. But I truly believe the enemy is very cunning, very knowledgeable. He knows all about us. And I believe that's why it's one of his tools that he's going to use against Christians in those last days, that will be so caught up in good things that we forget about the second coming of the Lord. And I truly believe the second coming is something we gotta all keep in our hearts all the time, because it's the signs of time. I have never seen what I see in the sky today. Never have. I never thought I'd ever see this land where you couldn't see the sun. And things is happening greater. And I don't mean to be a pessimist, but I believe we have to judge the signs as something that God wants us to be not left here unaware. But that day comes upon us not unaware, as it talks about in Luke. And as the signs are there for us, for our betterment. And we need to be ready, eagerly seeking God. You know, I believe a lot of times we're like that ostrich that puts his head in the sand. Because he doesn't see nothing, he sees okay, but yet his whole body is open. And we need to realize that God wants us to be ready. I believe that God wants us to be loving him, praising him for his goodness. And I also believe that God wants to take care of us in this last hour. I really believe the church is going to be, like Daniel said, is going to do great signs, wonders, and exploits. And that's good things. You know, I just seen a lady in the gym Saturday. I said, oh, how's your husband doing? And I've got, you was there when we prayed for him. Weren't you there?
Yeah.
He's doing good. And he was really on his way down. And someone else, oh, and then Marie's nephew wasn't going to make it. He's doing fine. On the internet, we're seeing many people that God's touching you. And that's what we call great things that God wants to do. And the world can't do them. There's no way that they can make them happen. They can try to, but there's nothing that can compete with God. And that's just a little bit of God's blessing that He puts on His beloved, that your prayers are answered. What a mighty blessing. Just that your prayers are answered, isn't that wonderful? That God hears and is mindful of what you say. Because we actually motivate God in a very special way, because we speak things into existence. We have that faith. Faith is something that we have to maintain, a level of faith. Therefore, we're justified by faith with peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's something you don't know how it's going to happen, but you know it is going to happen. And God's people really need to have that abundant faith like an artesian well, just coming out over and over and over. And there's people say, well, how can that happen? But I believe it can happen if we'll stay united in the Lord our God, united in everything that God is for, and think the things that are good. He will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee, because those that trust in Him. We need to stay our mind on the Lord Jesus Christ. My voice is getting sort of bad today, isn't it? It's not? Oh, it sounds bad to me. Thank you, Lord. We need to keep our mind stayed on the Lord. See, like that, we can't hear from ourselves. We got to hear through faith. What we see sometimes, what we see, we can't trust what we see. We can't trust what we hear. We got to know that God is before us. Who can be against us? It says, I'm persuading thee, life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, things present, neither things to come, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. The love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. So the enemy knows there's one way that he can keep us all from making heaven. That's just put. We may be good moral people. We may not even sin, basically. But if we just forget about the coming Lord, it says He's coming for those looking for His coming. It says that right out there very vividly. So that lets me to know that's a key point, that I must keep my mind stayed in the Lord every day. That I'm going to keep my mind stayed in the Lord because I'm going to be looking for that day today when He's coming back. And I think we all have to come to that place. I'm going to put in my heart that nothing is going to take away what I have from the Lord God. I'm not going to let no imp from hell take what God's given me. We're more than conquerors with Him which loves us. I'm persuading thee to life, nor death, nor angels, principalities, things present, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us. We're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. We're more than conquerors. We have to use all the force that God's given us, and He's given us the written word. He's given the Spirit of God. He's given us enough equipment that we can go forth in His name, and we can keep ourselves in a place that's in purity, walking in holiness. God spoke to my heart this morning. He still wants us to walk in holiness, holy thinking, holy everything about us, holy as much as we can. And the Lord, we are God's one He loves. And when He sees, He wants us to walk in holiness. Wants us to walk above reproach. Wants us to walk in dedication. Walk in all, in a place that we need to, is not to be fearful. A fearful unbeliever cannot enter in the kingdom of heaven. We cannot allow ourselves no longer to be in fear or unbelief. Those are two areas. In Revelation it says, be the fearful, the unbelieving shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And that the place is so easy for us all to get in a place of a fear, a place of unbelief. And we've got to work all the time. And then how do we receive that? By hearing and reading the Word of God. That our faith comes by hearing and reading the Word of God. Faith is something we got to keep a tangible thing all the time. I'm going to keep my faith up to date every day of my life. I'm going to walk in faith. I'm going to talk in faith. I'm going to hear in faith. I'm going to live in faith. And I'm going to have faith in God that God will carry me through. He will take me. And nothing shall deter what I have in the Lord. Be by faith will keep me. We need that faith in the Lord. He is more than conquerors. We can be more than conquerors in Him because He loves us. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Our own moral thoughts sometimes is what takes us out. We can get a little bit unhappy with ourselves and lose the joy that we have in our heart. When we lose the joy of the Lord, we lose our strength. So we have to really watch ourselves. If the enemy's going to try to trip us up, he's going to cause us will. If we're nothing else, we're not satisfied while we're going with the Lord, and that itself and rob our victory. Rob what God has and rob the faith that God's put in our heart. We cannot allow the enemy to take away what God's given us. We got to hang on to all that we have. Our eyes have to be looking toward heaven, that we might lift ourselves to a place above the surroundings we're living in. The place we live in, all we see is doubt there. We can't go by what we see. We got to look for things that are not seen. We have to look for the things of God. We have to be concerned about the things that are heavenly. Think on things that are good. Think on things that are just. In virtue, any praise, think on these things. And so a man so thinketh in his heart, so is he. We have to think the things that are good. We have to keep reminding ourselves that I don't have that luxury of thinking anything's wrong. If you, it wouldn't be a luxury, but even if you want to do it, you cannot allow yourself to come to that position where you're allowing some imperfect thought come in your life. Our thoughts have a way of changing what we're seeing. Our thoughts have a way of deterring us just enough where we're missing. And we really need a talk with the Spirit, I really believe. We need to be filled with God's Spirit, that we might be just, the Spirit of God is willing, but the flesh is weak. And there's a supernatural encounter that takes place when you start speaking that heavenly language, that nothing else refreshes you like that utterance. That call from heaven. It's like the airways get, there's no longer any cobwebs there. There's a straight passageway between you to heaven. As you start speaking that utterance, it clarifies it. It brings forth a chemistry of God that uplifts you in a place, acknowledge you to an atmosphere that there's no longer principality and things there that bring you down. But God's actually carrying you up. He's lifting you up to heavenly places. He's giving you a place, a new direction, a new calling, a new place in your heart that you're lifting up in glory land. You're walking in victory. And that's one of the place that gets many of us. We get ourselves down in the molly grubs, and one of the molly grubs, we're looking down at the things of this world, and we lose out. And pretty soon we're not careful. We're going backwards. We got to be careful, like the salmon. They used to come up the river, and now they don't come up here. And when we got to be the same with ourselves, we got to be careful that we don't come to that place that we cannot make it back up. Our spawning place, that place that we're at reunion with God, that we have to have that reunion with God constantly, that we'll stay alive in the Lord. That our life would be not in vain, but we'd walk properly, holy, before the will of God. That we might walk in His direction, His calling, with His leadership, with His knowledge, with His availability from heaven. That our eyes would no longer see the plains of this world, but our eyes would see Jesus, and the glory of God would be upon us in a very powerful, uplifting way that only God can do. I pray that God will bless this day. Bless your people this day in a mighty way. Father, we just thank you what you're doing. I pray that you multiply the blessings upon the hearts of your people. Help them that have trying to serve you. Multiply what they're doing for you in a mighty way. Lift them up. Encourage them. Give them the victory this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. God be all the glory. God be all the praise. And I pray for Micah this day. I pray for all those out this day, for those that's out in the world, wherever they are on this day. I pray that you lift them up, encourage them. We pray for Brother Frank this day. I pray for Lucky this day. I pray for your people. Bless your people all over America this day that need you. I pray for the Spirit of God to be upon your people in a mighty way. We lift them up in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless everyone. Amen.